This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 22, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Air Force has the unfortunate task of convening another investigation board. A T-38 tandem jet trainer went down yesterday north of Edwards Air Force Base. Local media says one crew member was dead, the other airlifted to a hospital in unknown condition. The Associated Press reports, meanwhile, the U.S. Navy has suspended its search for two crew members who remain missing after the crash of an HH-60 Seahawk helicopter off San Diego Tuesday night. Three bodies were recovered. The Navy says its efforts now shift to salvage feasibility. Watch for updates on both these stories at aero-news.net. Arthur Allen Wolk is an attorney associated with some pretty controversial litigation against the aviation industry. But in a recent commentary on his law firm's website, he sounds like one of the more reasoned voices in his industry on the topic of Continental Connections Flight 3407, and, more specifically, the revelations in the cockpit voice recorder transcripts. While the pilots have taken a lot of the blame, Wolk insists, quote, "The flight crew was blameless for this crash, and everyone investigating the crash knows it. It's just easier to blame the dead crew than to blame the manufacturer who failed to equip this airliner with modern anti-ice equipment. The airplane suffered a tail stall as soon as the flaps 15 setting was selected, and the crew did what they were taught. They reversed the procedure and retracted the flaps. The captain, in spite of the hideous criticism for having non-essential conversations below 10,000 feet, was otherwise professional and all required briefings were carried out. It is true that the captain was not the world's best pilot, and the first officer was a kid. Their training stunk, and their non-pertinent discussions below 10,000 feet demonstrated poor judgment. However, the transcript from the cockpit voice recorder, read in context, reveals that nothing in their past or their conduct on that flight caused this accident. Blaming this crew is a hideous attempt to hide the truth. Airplanes with de-icing boots no longer have a place in commercial aviation." Unquote. You can read Wolk's commentary in full at aero-news.net. In a development you may have missed on Wednesday, a toast was offered aboard the International Space Station. The participants were Expedition 19 Commander Gennady Padalka and Flight Engineers Mike Barrett and Koichi Wakata. The exact place was the Destiny Laboratory. The beverage was recycled human waste. Yep, turns out the samples of the output from that cantankerous water recycling system on the station that were sent back to be tested on the ground earlier passed those tests. NASA radioed the news to the station on Wednesday. Barrett commented, quote, "This has been the stuff of science fiction. Everybody's talked about recycling water in a closed-loop system, but nobody's ever done it before. Here we are today with the first round of recycled water," unquote. Kirk Shireman at the Johnson Space Center notes, quote, "This system will reduce the amount of water we must launch to the station once the shuttle retires and also test out a key technology required for sending humans on long-duration missions to the Moon and Mars," unquote. You know, personally, I'd want to make sure the system accumulated a lot more hours on the Hobbs before I counted on it during a trip lasting months to the Red Planet. What happens if you get halfway there and it fails? I guess you better pack your Altoids. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A major piece of NASA's Constellation program falls into place, gently. If the Air Force transitions to UAVs, can the Air Guard be far behind? And Jay LaFoy gets an upgrade at L3. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, part two of Jim Campbell's talk with Lycoming VP Ian Walsh, with updates on the company's LSA engine and the honkin' big IO-390. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, and Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. Our AeroCasts are taking the Memorial Day long weekend off. We'll see you again on Tuesday. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. And have a clear and unlimited day.